This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The universe is life and unlimited potential, not just in the trillions of galaxies chronicled, but beyond that. We can go up. We can go down. That's the whole future right there. So, I say, this is the most important date since July 4, 1776, and I know it is. And all the parties are lined up. And the globalists and their minions and their slaves want a civil war. They want a physical war. We're already ready for that. But we want you to rather join us in the compendium of the future, which many of you have done. But they want this to be our last July 4th. And I say it will be their last July 4th. All right, great job, crew. That's it for this transmission. Some key videos coming up right now they don't want you to see. Please share this live video against the censors. It is an act of resistance in a world of universal deceit. But the good news is, this is just one world. This is just the embryonic level. Through that gate, whether it be a black hole or a planet or a dimension, through that point, everything else is possible. All right. We'll see you back live tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central, on the Sunday transmission.
Elected to unite a country and stop slavery. Democrats smeared him, went to war against him, assassinated him. Now their target is Trump.
America was never great. Slavery never
died at war. Donald Trump wins the presidency, so help me God.
They say he's killing America.
There will be a vote to impeach.
They say he's a racist.
This was a white lash
and a fascist. Who are the real racists?
Northern Democrats had conspired together with Southern Democrats to take away the fruit of other people's labor.
Who are the real fascists?
June is spoken!
And Hitler set up and ran welfare states.
This was done by the do-gooders, the liberals, the people who wanted to improve society.
Which party attacks our free speech?
How dare you speak against the people?
Our religious liberty and our personal safety. A nation dies when its people are not free. We too must fight for freedom, regardless of the price we pay.
An end in terror is preferable to a terror with no end.
The stakes could not be higher. We're talking about America, the greatest nation on earth. Lincoln saved America for the first time. It's now up to us to save America a second time.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Okay, you're probably not expecting somebody else in the chair today. As you might have surmised if you're a regular watcher or listener, that was a pre-recorded Alex. He has left the building, and via the miracle of modern technology, I'm now on camera in your home or on your device. I'm Matt Bracken, and I'll be doing this hour and the next hour. This is fairly short notice, and we'll be taking lots of calls and talking about the Antifa riots / protests in Portland and what the left is gearing up for really across the country, and getting into the larger picture of what this all means. As Alex has been saying, this is desperation by the left. I think that they know that they have to go for broke. The midterms are probably going to be a red wave, not a blue wave. That means another Supreme Court justice that's a constitutionalist and not a communist is almost guaranteed. And this means the window is closing on their chance to shove socialism down our throats, you know, like it or not. So this is probably the high tide mark for progressivism in the country. They know it, and they're desperate. This is why they're calling us Nazis. This is basically a not even a dog whistle. This is a blaring siren telling their minions to go for broke, because if they can't cause anarchy in the streets over the next 6 months or a year, it's game over for them. The border will be closed. Their demographic invasion tactic is going to be stopped, and they'll never gain their power again through the ballot. The only thing that they're going to have left is anarchy and trying to create the situation of martial law, overreaction to police state tactics. I mean, it's not going to work, but I think that that's what they see as their only chance, sort of a 1917 Russia in 2018 America, which is an absolutely hopeless fantasy on their part. If they tried, if they actually got this thing kicked off, all they would do is find out that there are millions and millions of Americans that have been thinking about this and prepping for it for years now, stockpiling ammunition, zeroing in their rifles, making lists of people that might find themselves in trouble if there was ever a shooting war. I actually wrote a short story a couple of years ago about this very subject called What I Saw at the Coup. I even made a thing up here. It's on my website, or you can just Google it. I wrote it during the Obama regime, but the deep state could try to still pull off something like this, and it would probably use the camouflage of some type of a cyber war, an EMP attack, a war where our internet was taken down, and that would be the camouflage for a purge. you know, pulling the plug on conservatives. I don't think that it would work, and it would probably result, as in my short story, with leftists being hanged. So it's going to be an open question whether they'll still go for this if they think that their odds of actually succeeding are low. In the end, the elites, they really want to just preserve their status, their wealth, and their power. If they thought that supporting a coup would result in their own loss of power, maybe even loss of life, they might decide to just trim their sails to the new reality. The problem is once they unleash these forces at the street level, they could take on a life of their own. What we've seen already, you know, the Red Hen incident is to me nothing, or the shouting at the cabinet members. The real marker was the Steve Scalise shooting. You can only imagine how many more leftists today are making the same kind of plans. Back during the night of the inauguration, they also caught some leftists that were trying to gas a building where conservatives were having a ball. This is absolute terrorism. They would have said it was just going to be a stink gas. But who knows? You know, if you get your minions to be willing to sneak into a building and put a gas into a HVAC system, you know, the minions might think that it's just a stink bomb, but the person providing the gas might be providing something else. So we could rapidly get into a whole new territory here. I often state and believe that any kind of a civil war in this country would resemble the Argentina Dirty War of the 70s or the troubles in Northern Ireland also during the 70s with, you know, a racial overtone similar to Rwanda, which was, you know, a tribal slaughter, or Bosnia in the 90s, which was, you know, both religious and ethnic. This country is not ready for any kind of a civil war because our lines are so blended. You know, there are no safe zones. If there's a civil war in this country, it's going to be brutal, and it's going to be at the doorbell level, as Alex stated. When you go to pick up your mail, there's going to be somebody waiting in the bushes with an AK. That kind of thing is going to be the a hallmark of the next civil war. So anybody that is actually promoting this is a fool, because it would be a slaughter. But this is something that the left is possibly prepared to do if it means that it's the only chance of regaining power and continuing their march towards, you know, towards international socialism, which we used to call communism. I mean, if this is the only chance they've got to overturn the table, you know, to throw over the table and hope that when the lights come back on, you know, they're holding the guns. But in fact, if they do manage to throw over the table, you know, create situations of anarchy, rioting, looting in our major cities, it might be the leftists that are wiped out. Sometimes these communist plots don't work out the way that they think that they're going to work out, and instead, the communists themselves are wiped out. It's happened before in history, and it could happen again. You know, this isn't a pushover country. We're not disarmed, and we're certainly not brainwashed anymore. We've seen this playbook before. So it's definitely not 1917 conditions. The left might think that this is something that they could repeat, but in fact, it's more likely to wind up with a total wipeout of the communists and progressives. I mean, their role playing on the street in their masks isn't going to cut it when the real fighting comes down to who has the most people with, you know, the 400-yard deer rifle. I don't even think that many leftists even know what a 400-yard deer rifle is, much less how they would use it. But I know for a fact that there are tens of millions on our side that not only know what a 400-yard deer rifle is, but millions of them actually go out in the woods every fall, and their game plan is to shoot a 200-pound mammal, cut it up, take it home, and eat it. So it's not a big jump to go from that to a civil war. And, you know, the left had better think long and hard before they throw this flare into the barn trying to set off a war, because it's not going to turn out the way that they think it's going to turn out. it's going to possibly turn out in a very ugly way. And there will be losses on both sides, to be sure. But, you know, this street thuggery isn't going to be the Civil War. The Civil War is going to be fought by very many different tactics. But I would recommend folks do read my short story, What I Saw at the Coup. Because imagine during this Civil War, if you couldn't use an ATM, couldn't use your cell phone, couldn't use a credit card. If you did, you'd be picked up immediately. So it's going to be what you have in your possession at the time, and that's it. Anyway, I recommend the book, and looks like we're going to be going to a break here in a little bit. And after the break, we'll be taking some phone calls, and we can have a nice discussion about the current demonstrations, the riots, and what a civil war might look like. So I'm Matt Bracken, and we'll be back on the other side of this break.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
Okay, I'm Matt Bracken, and I'm back. And in the next segment, we're going to start taking some phone calls. I think that a lot of people want to talk about what's going on in the country and what might be happening in the next couple weeks and months leading up to the midterms, which is sort of like Waterloo for the left. I think it is anyway. And the call-in numbers are 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX, which is the same number. And as soon as we get a couple, there they go, filling up. People are quick. They've probably already got that number in. And I'm not going to talk to too many knuckleheads, so if you want to talk about some things that I think aren't really on the topic, it's going to be a quick call. And if it's a great call, we'll go longer. All right. Anyway, yeah, I obviously have been forecasting Civil War conditions for a couple years now. And this is a great country. It's coasting on decades and generations of what our forefathers have built. People take it for granted and they think that it's just going to continue forever, like it's a birthright, like it's, you know, this standard of living is just free like the air, like running water. And people don't realize that this entire social infrastructure can be destroyed rather rapidly. You know, people in civilized cities like Sarajevo in Yugoslavia, they never dreamed that a couple years after the Olympics, the city could be, you know, torn up by artillery and sniper fire. But it happened. And you can list a lot of countries where the social infrastructure has been torched by the left. Sometimes it just leads to a destroyed economy like Venezuela. Sometimes it leads to hard communism like Cuba. And sometimes in the long run, you know, civilization wins out, like in what we've seen, a resurgence in Eastern Europe. And what would happen in America, I don't know, because our social tapestry is so complex now. Would our civic virtues still hold out through a dirty civil war? Would we devolve into, you know, regional warlord states? Nobody really knows, and we hope that it never happens. And probably my main goal with even speaking about these subjects is to warn people off of it. Our social capital that we've built up for 200 years could be wiped out, you know, leading us into a really terrible situation like the 30 Years' War in Europe. I mean, things we can't even imagine. So my goal here is to dissuade leftists from thinking there's a way to trigger, you know, just enough revolution that they can somehow rise to the top of the heap. Believe me, it won't work. It can't work. And they should be, you know, very grateful that they live in a country, you know, with the freedom to march on the streets, you know, wearing nice clothes with smartphones, going back to nice cars and apartments. That can all be gone very quickly. If they get what they profess to wish, which is a revolution, you know, it's going to turn enormously terrible for everybody. So anyway, let's see. I see Kevin in Alaska on top. Kevin, what have you got for me there? Kevin, you ready? Nope. How about Jane in Louisiana? Jane, are you ready?
Hi there, Matt.
Is this Kevin or Jane?
James. James in Louisiana.
Jane?
James.
James.
You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, I hear you.
Hi, yeah. I was just, I was wanting to know, what light do you think can be shown on what particular part that's manipulating this to maybe kill it before it starts, kill it before the real blood gets shed, you know, because I'm really aboard the whole love train, basically, you know, to basically, I don't know. I kind of feel like the a good way, or maybe it'd be one of the ways would be to expose whose clearance would be really above the president, the people that are higher up than the president, along the lines of the clearances to the black projects that don't only stretch from the opiate fields in Afghanistan, but the technologies and the things like that, the patents on bigger things. Basically, what could be shown, what light can be shined to kill something before it starts, the big war.
Yeah, thanks, James. Let's go into this a little bit. You know, he's a popular figure to as an arch villain, but I mean, there's a lot behind it. You know, the guy George Soros, his open society is basically a one world globalist society. He's not only been pushing for no borders for decades now, but he's also been, it's interesting, and I don't want to get on the whole hemp deal here, but he's been a pro drug legalization guy forever also as well, everywhere he's gone. And say what you want about drugs, but when people are doped up and not very functional, not thinking very clearly, they're very easy to control. So the stupider that people are, which would involve, for example, mass immigration from very low IQ regions, a country full of people with an IQ of 85 on the average is never going to develop a modern society, not on their own. So importing millions of people, with very low potential is a way to destroy a country. Getting as many of functioning people to become druggies, fogging their minds and leaving them out of the workforce, that's another way. These are George Soros projects. You know, if you go back in history, we use the term communist. That's really a term that was only popular from the end of the 19th century until, say, the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of the Soviet Union. But they're the same people from Robespierre and the Jacobins in the French Revolution through the modern communist era with Marx, Lenin, Stalin, right through to George Soros. They've all really got the same vision, which is a one-world government controlled by an elite of progressive communists. And that's George Soros sees himself as the progenitor of this new version, this new wave communism. And he's got the billions to back it. You know, it's interesting, his background. He was a Hungarian who worked with the Nazis to take the possessions and wealth from the Jews that were being purged in Hungary, even though he was of that background. But somehow, miraculously, he walked right out of Hungary at a time when people would be machine gunned or, tracked down by dogs with searchlights. He somehow walked right out of Hungary. The next thing you know, he pops up in London with millions of dollars to invest and people helping him at every turn. So a lot of people believe that he's, a communist long-term agent, just a new wave communist. And we'll get back to this at the end of the when we return from this break. Now, there's a we've got a big sale on. This is obviously the 4th of July weekend, and the Second American Revolution 4th of July Super Sale is on right now. So there's going to be very big savings at the InfoWars stores.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Okay, let me give out the numbers again. To call into the show, it's 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. And I just want to remind everybody there's a big 4th of July sale going on right now at the InfoWars store. This is free shipping. This is going to be, of course, to support the programming, but do it while there's a patriotic reason, just to remind you. BrainForce Plus will be 50% off. That's with free shipping. Survival Shield X, that's 40% off, and it's getting stock is getting low. Knockout Sleep Support, Silver Bullet, Super Male Vitality, 50% off. DNA Force, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, that's what everybody needs. Clear the Mind, 50% off, free shipping. Super Female Vitality. You'll have to tell me how that one works. I wouldn't know. All Super Blue products, 50% off. So this is the time to hit the store, support InfoWars, and do yourself some good in the health department, health and mental vitality department. Now, we're going to go back to the phones here in a minute. see who we've got up, and let's see, Kevin from Alaska. Is Kevin ready to go? He's been on for a while.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
I do, loud and clear.
Great. So I think one of the problems of our country right now affecting everybody is that we don't have a functioning free media right now. We have our media is more of a corporate propaganda machine. So I have an idea that's so powerful that if it took place, it would dismantle the mainstream media in about a month and restore a free press in America.
You're not going to get me in trouble here, are you?
Oh, no. No. My suggestion is...
That was a good intro. Go ahead.
Yeah, my suggestion is imagine if Donald Trump revoked all the White House press passes and had a new policy of one press pass per corporation. Or one press pass per parent company. Because in the press room, there's probably about 100 journalists, but there's maybe three or four corporations represented there.
Well, you know, you're onto something. That's a different way, a different take, looking at the corporate parentage of these supposedly independent voices. But, and that's certainly worth considering. But I would probably... throw out the old system of putting the same people in the same positions. I would, you know, use a lottery system, for example, or something where, you know, the seats are numbered and we don't know on a given day if Jim Acosta is going to be up front or Gateway Pundit. But I would certainly like to see a much wider range of journalists. I would probably do domestic on one day, economics on another day, foreign on another day. But make it shorter and get some different reporters in there. Get some new blood in there for sure. Is that it, Kevin? You think that would help,
would help on a couple different levels. First of all, the press would be reporting about how terrible Trump is to revoke all these passes, and then pretty much most of America would be wondering why are there only three or four people in that press room. Why are there only three or four corporations controlling the news? Where are all the other voices? Where's the representation of everyone else's interests?
And, you know, I have kids in their 20s, and they certainly don't watch network news. You know, they get their news off of YouTube. They watch, you know, Paul Joseph Watson, folks like that. And I would put people like him in the press room over the Jim Acostas any day of the week. Thanks there, Kevin. Let's see, Dean in Wisconsin. Can we go to you, Dean? You ready there, Dean in Wisconsin?
Hello? Yeah. Hi, Matt.
Go ahead.
The thing is, really, what I want to point out what you said on, I heard you say on the last show, if there were more patriots, like in the FBI, you would have been hearing people speak out about it, which... I agree with you. I think the whole system is so corrupt that you're not getting whistleblowers that are coming out. So the thing is, I think if you just roll a few of those rats to come out and testify to what is really going on, what you guys are talking about, this globalism, that'll be the first thing to break this break the curtain down, then Trump can come out and say, you know, this is what's truly going on, this technocracy, this globalist, which is so evident, you know, you do that, and then at the same time work to get a new paradigm of the nation state, go behind scenes, just like World War II, get everyone else on board, Poland, Yugoslavia. Say we're going to do this new thing, and then you can slowly start to pull out of all
the
WTO.
Thank you, Dean. Thanks. And here's a situation with the FBI. I mean, I love Sean Hannity, but he keeps saying, you know, 99% of the FBI agents are just, you know, great patriots. And I wish that was true. And I'm not only speaking of the FBI now, but also CIA, NSA. The problem is that college output is FBI input. So when Christopher Wray the other week was bragging about how smart the FBI agents are, so what if they come out with degrees in social justice warrior, you know, and America hating, you know, anti-imperialist studies? That's the input of the FBI. I mean, imagine in 1980, John Brennan was allowed into the CIA. He passed the polygraph where he said that he admitted on polygraph that he voted for Gus Hall, the communist, in 1976. In 1976, the gulags in the Soviet Union were still full. They were still shooting people climbing over the Berlin Wall. He voted for a communist. The CIA let him in 1980. So our federal institutions have been so infiltrated for so long that I don't think that there's an easy way to turn that. I mean, it's not an accident or a coincidence that the head of that the top floors of the DOJ and the FBI were full of you know, neo-communist social justice warriors. They believe that the Constitution, and the more honest of them will actually say this, they believe that the Constitution is a white racist slave master contract. They hate it. Now they realize that they have to mouth the right words. They'll say that they, you know, believe in the Constitution, but they don't. They believe in the Marxist mantra that the ends justify the means. That means also that they can lie. They can look right at the camera and say that they believe in the Constitution while they're working to destroy it and replace it with something of a Marxist vision. That's what the open borders is all about right now. Open borders in 2018, that's one of their chants, is no borders, no nations, you know, F deportations. That's the 2018 version of Workers of the World Unite. It's the global vision. You know, the communists profess to hate Nazis, but the Nazis were also socialists. The Nazis, though, were national socialists. So what the communists hate about the Nazis wasn't the socialism part. They're down for that. What they hated about the Nazis was the nationalism part. Communists hate borders, hate nations. They see the world being run by a global elite, somebody like, you know, that would be picked by a George Soros, you know, the way that the European Union is being run. So, yeah, I don't think that we're going to just have some way of getting some whistleblowers from the FBI out and then everything's going to be all right. Because I think that the entire culture has been, you know, polluted by political correctness now, you know, going back decades. That's who they hire. That's who they promote. I mean, the old patriots that you picture from the old days, I think they're long retired. They're gone.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Switch directions slightly and look across the pond, the Atlantic, to what's going on in Britain with the Paul Joseph Watson report. And Britain's important because they're just 10 years ahead of us. So anybody that thinks, you know, the hell with them, think again. So let's go to Paul Joseph Watson.
Really want to know why I joined UKIP. For all of their salty goodness, none of those headlines could beat this one.
Meet the new face of UKIP, the free speech extremist who could make UKIP dangerous again.
Right, so there are 25,000 potential Islamic terrorists roaming the streets, but I'm the extremist because I support free speech. A jihadist who attended a far-left march tries to carry out terror on the streets of London, but these guys are who we need to keep an eye on.
Hello, everyone. Oh,
you're either for or against free speech. Me being in favour of it doesn't make me an extremist, it makes me a classical liberal. It also makes me diametrically opposed to the alt-right, who now brazenly admit that they don't support free speech.
Are we even pro-free speech?
No, of course not.
Strange that, isn't it? I'm for free speech and against an ethno-state. The alt-right is for an ethno-state and against free speech. Yet a dozen or more mainstream press outlets just called me alt-right. You know what? It's almost like they know that I'm not actually alt-right and they're just lying to their readers to smear me. But this is the legacy media and we know they'd never do that.
Defending the right to be unpleasant, offensive and abusive without recourse is an extreme interpretation of freedom of speech.
Right, so I guess that makes the Supreme Court an extremist body. I guess that makes the First Amendment an extremist doctrine. How can it be a negative to be a staunch defender of a fundamental human right that underpins all the others? The only real free speech extremists are terrorists who kill others for exercising their free speech. If you really think that meme lords and centre-left classical liberals are far-right extremists, what does that say about you? What does that say about how far left your hysterical rhetoric has shifted the Overton window? What does it say about how little you know about meme culture and about how little you pretend to know about the real alt-right? So thanks, Mikey Smith, for that abortion of a headline, because it's going to keep me laughing all through the summer. Could they make UKIP dangerous again? Dangerous to who or what? Dangerous to killing a measure that will devastate digital rights and cripple the fundamental underlying structure of the internet? Yes. Dangerous to the notion that people should be deported or thrown in jail because they have a different opinion to you? Yes. Dangerous to the credibility of people like communist Corbynista mouthpiece Paul Mason, who painted a giant target on my back by mentioning me. Then in the very next paragraph implied that I want a shooting war to start, then when confronted on it, backed out of any debate, like a complete coward. Yes. I'll tell you why I joined UKIP.
The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
UKIP is the only major political party in this country that supports free speech. The so-called conservatives have nothing whatsoever to say about people being banned from the country for having the wrong opinion, about people being convicted for jokes, about thousands of people a year being arrested for mean tweets, while actual violent crime soars across the country. And neither do the so-called liberals. They're all complicit in the erosion of one of the bedrock principles of Western civilization. UKIP is the only major political party in this country that supports the democratic mandate of the British people when it comes to Brexit, a mandate that has been torn up and incinerated by our spineless Tory government. UKIP is the only major party in this country that opposes the continued insanity of mass immigration. A view shared by the clear majority of Europeans, yet one that our gutless leadership dare even address. UKIP is the only major party in this country that opposes the brutal practice of halal slaughter. That's why I joined UKIP, and that's why you should join too. This isn't about resurrecting the far right. This isn't about extremism. Part of our conversation with Gerard Batten was focused around keeping the far right and extremists out of UKIP. This is about free speech. This is about restoring democracy. This is about making Britain great again.
And I'd like to remind folks that Tommy Robinson, who's the ultimate free speech Brit, has been in prison for more than a month now, most of that time in solitary confinement, which is 23 and a half hours a day in a concrete box. He's not even allowed to write letters because a letter that he wrote home to his wife was put on the internet. I guess that violated some kind of a speech code. Now he's not even being allowed, you know, to write letters. This is definitely a form of psychological torture, trying to break the man. He's going to be up for some kind of a parole hearing in a couple of weeks, and there are big demonstrations scheduled, I believe, in the middle of July. The 14th, I think, comes to mind. But why do I care about Britain? Because Britain is just where we're going. It's the same path we're taking. I'm going to tie this back to what I was saying about the FBI and our federal law enforcement agencies, the last segment. I'm reading right now a book, nonfiction, called Easy Meat, Inside the British Grooming Gang Scandal by Peter McLaughlin. McLaughlin was a liberal. When he started examining this situation, it turned him into a conservative. He co-wrote with Tommy Robinson Why Muslims Kill for Allah. I forget if that's the right title. But he's become an Islam expert. And what this book exposes, it's gut-wrenching to read, but the British authorities from the parliament, their town councils, their police departments, they were virtually complicit in the mass exploitation of small girls. We're talking girls 10 to 14 years old.
being abducted, gang raped, drugged, prostituted, only for the men. So you could really say they were sex slaves. The girls saw none of the income. And for more than 30 years, this was covered up by the Brits. And the reason I point this out isn't to say, oh, how terrible the British authorities are. They were and are. But inside of our own culture in the United States, political correctness can have such a control on people. Even if there were patriots inside the FBI, which at this point has to be doubtful, they're keeping their head down, going for their pension. They don't rock the boat. The politically correct social justice warriors rule the day, make the promotions, get promoted, and make policy. That's how we saw the deep state coup against Trump. It wasn't an anomaly. That was FBI culture. And that it was the same thing going on in Britain with a culture that sold out their own people basically for cheap immigrant votes by bringing in third worlders who offer nothing. Most of them are on the dole. Most of the crime in Britain, the rapes, something like 5% of the British population is Muslim, but they were 90% of these gang rapes. And for 30 years, the authorities covered it up. In some cases, they even took part. Police with abusing these little girls, all because they put the immigrants coming in as sure votes for the socialists, for the Labor Party, ahead of the welfare of their own country. And if you think this couldn't happen in America, think again. This is what the Democrats are doing with their open borders. They want to replace the patriotic Americans with low IQ, non-English speakers who don't know what the Constitution is and don't give a damn what the Constitution is, basically diluting our votes and then eventually replacing us. So this is just the latest camouflage of the neo-communists who 100 years ago were saying, workers of the world unite. Now they're saying, no borders, no nations. But it's the same matrix going back to the French Revolution, through Marx, through Lenin and Stalin, through George Soros, right to today. So when you're wondering, what's up with the Democrats and their open borders? What's up with these British traitors mass importing third worlders, mostly Muslim, to replace Brits? How could they do this? They do it for power. They do it to stay in power. They put their own power ahead of the welfare of their weakest, most helpless little girls, allowing them to be drugged, gang raped, and prostituted, and hiding it for 30 years. It tears me up. That's why I'm into Britain. Come back, we'll take some phone calls.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.